So let's close our eyes and get into that state where we can experience a connection to these divine beings who are going to reveal to us at the soul level what we need to do. Close your eyes. Put your attention into the base of your spine and feel that area. So even if your thoughts are not yet able to be settled down, allow your attention to go to the base of your spine, and if you have to wiggle around to feel the tailbone area, that's a good landmark or focal point. We'll invoke the energy of Ganesha to remove obstacles on our internal path. You can feel the energy that dissolves congested forces or blocks or obstacles from within. You might feel some heat or some lightness, so light-weightedness in that area, some sort of release. You might see some reddish-orangish light or the archetype Ganesha, who is an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and his vehicle is a mouse. Feel the energy moving through your legs all the way down to your toes and swirling back up. And again, it's just moving up and down. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the energy, the reddish-orangish light moving through the legs, the pelvis area, releasing any physical pain or any energetic congestion that can be revealed to you that you may not have been able to identify. Just dissolve it away with the red light, the orangish light. Now we'll put our attention into the susumna, which is the thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine. Again, fill this thin tube of light with red light. Coming all the way up through the navel, it's going to pierce through that navel center on its way up the spine, and then through the heart center, and through the throat center, and then in the middle of your brain, and then it pierces the skull and goes into the space. And this reddish light is associated with Lord Muruga's energy, the goddess energy, Goddess Durga, to destroy negative forces and bring a lot of vitality, a lot of energy, strength, courage, motivation. So starting at the base of the spine, we'll open up all the chakras and keep feeling this red light moving through everything, like the blood is flowing It's being pumped and purified through these energy systems that are associated with your physical structure. Starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Feel the chest expanding. The heart is pumping. Move it up to the throat. Clear the throat. Cough. Swallow. Do whatever you need to do to clear that throat. With the sound, ma. Move into the middle of your brain, the third eye area. Move back down to the base of the spine, the tailbone. Move into the navel, the belly button. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. She. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Wa. Move into the brain and the two eyes. Ya. Now all the energy centers are activated. The Sushumna, or the thin tube of light that is like your antenna or your connection to your higher self, divine beings, spiritual realms, is activated. Feel it come alive now. Visualize the veil, which is a spear-like object. The shaft of the veil is your backbone. The head of the veil is a spear. The tip pierces the top of the skull. Hold on to that image. Imagine it to be blood red. We'll invoke Murugan's energy to empower this experience within you. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the energy. Feel the body heating up. feel pain being released from the body and absorbed into the veil. Just allow it to flow into the veil. Pain in the physical body, pain at the mental or emotional level, pain at the spiritual level. Any negativity that has been impressed on you by external situations or people outside of yourself, allow all of that to be absorbed in this sphere that is your backbone and brain. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 Feel the veil, this divine sphere, come alive as your backbone and brain. See the color red or feel the energy of fire, heat. In your backbone and brain, in the image of the veil. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Now imagine this veil as your backbone and brain getting smaller and smaller, moving to the third eye or midbrain area, the middle of your brain. You see this veil, this sphere-like object. Now is in the middle of your brain. And then it turns into a flame of fire in the middle of your brain. Murugan Kumaran Guhan. You just focus on the flame. Nothing else exists. Murugan Kumaran Guhan. Murugan Kumaran Guhan. Marugan Komaran Gahan. 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 Now we'll invoke the energy of the goddess Durga to come into the third eye in a red form. If you know her image, you can imagine, you can visualize that form in the third eye. Or just red. Feel the energy as it comes into the third eye. Om Dhum Durgaye Namaha. 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 Feel the whole brain lighting up with red light and energy, spinning in your brain with the sound Dhum 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 Dhum. Now bring your attention down into your heart center. Let go of the red color. Visualize the color blue in your heart center or the divine archetype, Lord Vishnu. If you know what that image is, in your heart center. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. नमो नारायणाय ॐ 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 नमो नारायणाय Feel your heart pumping with more force and energy. Feel the heart center, the heart chakra expanding. With this blue light of Lord Vishnu who protects your manifestation and brings you money miracles. Om Namo Narayanaya Om Namo Narayanaya Om Namo Narayanaya Now allow your attention to move up into your throat. Let go of the meditation on Lord Vishnu and come into the throat. Feel the throat. Feel the shoulders. So the neck and the shoulder area, fill it with blue light that becomes like a dark blue, almost black color. In the throat and shoulders, and maybe even into the chest and the upper back. So where we carry the tension or burden of our karma, in these two areas, the head, neck, and shoulders, these three areas, mostly in the throat. Imagine a laser beam of blue light piercing the throat, coming from outside of you, piercing your throat, filling the throat with laser blue light. Tiranilakantam. 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 Allow this blue light to be like liquid pouring down your neck and into your shoulders, into the chest, the upper back area. Tiranilakantam, 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 Tiranilakantam. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to your body. Feel the peace from head to toe. Peace to the mind. Peace to the soul. Peace to the environment. Peace to the world. As you're letting go of the meditation, can relax and just let go, can keep your eyes closed and make an internal prayer to all these divine beings whose energy has come alive in you and will guide you hereafter. Make a prayer to Dr. Pillai, who's always tuning in through these meditations to empower you from within so that you can experience this new self-expression, this expression of your higher self within you. Relax and let go. Slowly, slowly come back.